I gotta pee.
And he's in for the touchdown.
Hey guys, join me in the closet. It's 7 minutes in heaven.
What's up, guys? Everyone left. Chris is getting a drink. Kevin's peeing, but I got Chase here. This is 7 minutes in heaven. So we're going to dive into the brackets, though, because I had a question, and we were talking about it on the episode 244. Chase, I was going to ask, because you were saying the first week or the first games of March Madness, if you don't pick in time, you can still pick later. You just can't pick those. But that brought up a question of, do most of the big upsets happen during those first games, or is it the next round? When do the big
the first round happen? Typically will have some 12-5, 6-11 type upsets. It is very rare for a 1 or even a 2 to lose. It does happen. I know Virginia as a 1 seed lost, and then the next year, because I'm pretty sure I had them going far in the tournament that year, and then the next year I was like, well, I'm not falling for this shit again, fuck that. And then Virginia went on to win the tournament the next year after losing the year before as a 1 seed. I think it was the first ever time a 1 seed had lost to a 16, and then the next year they won it all.
It's crazy, because don't you feel like every time March Madness comes around, and I know that's why they call it madness, that I feel like there's always that statistic where they're just this has never been happened before. Blah, 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 happened, blah, blah. There's all, every time there's a bracket, I feel like there's always been the, this has never happened before. This has never happened before. So it's kind of crazy when you said that last year or that whatever that year was, that Virginia lost the first round is kind of crazy to me.
Good. Fuck Virginia.
But yeah, that's a rarity. The most popular upset pick that people like to pick is the 12 or the 5.
There you go. That's the one.
That's the go-to. It seems like every year, 2 12 seeds beat a 5.
I can tell you one this year. There's already a lock for one this year. Butt it down. James Madison's taking Wisconsin. James Madison over Wisconsin, 100%.
You guys start 7 minutes down without me?
You took 12 minutes to pee.
It's okay. I missed the beginning, too.
What happened?
You do sound different. Weird.
See, it's a good thing I came around.
It is a good thing you came around. Oh, it took the wrong mic.
Wow, guys.
Wow.
I just got back, dude.
All you got to do is tell him, and then he'll...
But yeah, so 6 over 11, or 11 over a 6 is another one that a lot of people will pick.
What are we talking about?
Talking about ups. Jay was asking, do most of the upsets happen in, the first round, or, later on? I said it's rare for a 1 or a 2 seed to lose.
That is true.
Often the upset that people like to pick is the 12 over the 5. That's
the
more
7-10,
common one.
Right?
That's
I thought the 7-10 was the big one.
12-5 is definitely the one that people tend to do.
Yeah,
that's not true. 7-10. No.
I already gave you a lock of a 12 that's going over a 5. So
I don't
want to
hear
that one on your bracket.
Nope,
all
I
right.
won't do it.
Yeah,
you don't have to. You don't fucking know shit. All right, so
I mean that's true, but you just lock it down if you want.
So, Chris, you said you already started filling out your bracket, yeah?
I have started. I've not finished. I just started it, yeah.
What happens if one of the star players breaks his leg in practice?
What do you mean?
You can change. You can change
up until they start. It's not at Thursday at 12, the whole thing locks. That the games that start at that time lock, but you can still change your team up until tip-off.
I fucking hate Mark Trent.
And what did I tell Kevin the other night? I was like, yes, this is another challenge. He's like, oh, fuck, this is a challenge. And he's like, God
is
damn it.
This is the one that Jason had
That's
to pour the syrup
on. That's what I fucking
him.
Told him
yeah,
the other night.
Yeah, 6 months after. But anyway.
He still did it eventually.
Coming from you, huh? That's
yeah. Chase, do you want to go down
do
that road?
Shut up.
Do I ever do anything? Fuck off. A drink out of that dick you have right next to you for a year.
He did run a 5K in a dress, too.
And ran a 5K in a dress.
We just gotta get Chris involved, I guess.
I mean,
well, you can beat him in a race, and he'll be involved.
That's
done.
What's gonna happen?
Have you found a spot to do that? By the way,
no.
No.
When is it? Next week?
What's today? It's Sunday. No, it's this coming Sunday.
Yes, it's coming up
next week. Yeah,
this upcoming Sunday.
This upcoming Sunday.
I wouldn't consider that next week. I would consider that this week.
What are you drinking? Milk out of that shot glass?
No, that's moonshine.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
What it's kind of moonshine?
Banana pudding moonshine. It's fucking delicious.
Banana pudding moonshine.
No fucking guy in Tennessee is out there in the middle of fucking illegally making.
It didn't have to be illegal.
Yeah, they sell it in stores.
Yeah, the liquor store has it all.
Real moonshine ain't the shit that they fucking.
Oh, we don't need to
tell me about your real moonshine experience.
I've never had it. I'm just saying the real moonshine is real moonshine. It's not fucking the moonshine that they sell. Oh, like old Tennessee whiskey moonshine. That's not fucking.
I wasn't good. I don't think I said this was bootleg illegal
moonshine over here.
Give me some information.
Tell us more about your knowledge of moonshine.
Well, first
off,
I ain't gonna have you screaming at me, okay, Chase?
Well, it's too late. He already
take
is.
Take two
so
steps
just...
back from your mic and shut
and
the fuck
literally
up.
Literally, fuck yourself.
But moonshine, you know, is what they make out in the middle of the woods, you know, out of fucking, I don't know.
Yeah, in 1920, that's what it was, Kevin. That's not what it...
Hey, like, Kev, here's...
Some people still do that, yes.
And plus, it's like 190,000 proof. Like, you can't... You take one sip of it and you're...
I've had real moonshine.
This dude's drinking fucking... What's the White
proof
Claw
on?
Fucking...
I've had real moonshine. Okay, you come visit, we'll get a few of these and we'll
well,
drink
you live
them.
In Tennessee, you fucking better have some real moonshine.
I'll get some real moonshine. I
want
to see how much real moonshine.
Like in a fucking,
drink.
If it's not in the mason jar, I ain't drinking it. Like
that's what this one's in. It's in
no,
a mason
that's
jar.
A fake mason jar.
It's a fake mason jar.
What do you mean? You know exactly what I mean.
It's a mason jar that it's in.
Did I just answer my own question?
I don't know what you're saying.
Kevin just wants it made in a bathtub in the woods.
God
if it's not made like that, he doesn't consider it moonshine.
I'm going to go find Bobby Joe down the street. He'll go get us his moonshine, and then we'll drink that.
Kev, you know they also take baths in those bathtubs, too. That's what makes the moonshine.
That's part of the flavor,
yeah,
to it.
It's part of the whole thing.
You think I'm scared to drink a little bath moonshine? Like, I don't know why
anyone,
you're talking to me about
of
it.
Of anyone I know, absolutely not.
Yeah, you're the one that needs to be worried more than me, like.
So you all come up here, you all have bathtub moonshine, and it'll be a party. Let's go.
I mean, what else do you do in Tennessee?
We'll just go to Nashville. There's plenty to do. It's too much for me, man. Fuck it.
Take me to the Country Hall of Fame, dude. Like, yeah.
It's kind of cool.
We can go touch on fucking Willie Nelson's balls or something.
Shockingly, in his display, his balls were not present, believe it or not.
No, dude, I called them Willie Nelson, didn't I?
Oh my god.
So March Madness will be fun.
Yeah, Chris, can you give us one upset pick. Can you give us like one
Chris,
like lower seed?
He's not the fucking college ball basketball expert here.
I mean, he's probably watched more than anyone.
That's not true. I just watched fucking
Kevin watched Grand Canyon win
Canyon
the championship.
Last night, fucking
did you see
out?
The end? Did you
God
see the end when
right
the guy when the guy pegged him after the guy
fuck
dunked
yeah,
after Teddy was like awesome. Motherfucker?
I would have pegged his ass.
Yeah,
too. Did you see
that was a
happened?
Dick move. It was they were up by 10 with like the time was running out, and the team that was winning went up and just slam dunked it. Oh, Kev, you have something.
No,
go ahead.
No, you're explaining it perfect. But the thing was, I had Grand Canyon plus 9.5 or minus 9.5.
So that dunk did it for you?
No. They were up 10, and so I was already fired up, and this dude was fired up too because he was like, "Fuck it, I'm dunking it. I don't give a shit." And you're up 10 at that point. You don't need mm-hmm. to with 1 second.
Yeah,
left.
It's
you
over.
Need, you don't need to dunk it. You know,
this guy he just sped up and just took off and
take
just
take it to the fucking
it.
Corner and run the fucking clock out. You know, but no, he fucking threw it down. And then you know, one guy came up, fucking threw a bow at another guy. The other guy took the ball and beamed the other guy. It was awesome.
What a fucking throw, awesome. By the way. It just went woo,
greatest,
just nailed him in the back of the head.
Throw of all time. Yeah. it was awesome.
So you watched one game is what you're saying. I'll
no,
still default
was,
to Chris on basketball.
I've watched the most recent game out of the four of us is what
yeah.
I'm saying.
So Chris, I'm going to still default to you. Give me one like double digit seed you could
well,
see
let
making
me just
like a
go
final
to my
four.
Bracket mm-hmm. and fucking
well, I haven't done my bracket yet.
No, I'm saying the bracket.
Oh. That's what I was talking about earlier, guys. You guys laugh at me before, but Chris, how loud does he sound now compared to what he did earlier?
Who are you talking about?
You, Chris. You go like, hey, guys, I'm here. And then all of a sudden, you're loud as fuck.
Well, I feel like I'm holding really a solid 7 to... right now. I feel like I'm not going above a 7. Okay.
Fine.
Fine.
Fuck it.
Fine.
Fuck it.
I'm going to give you my upset. Are you ready for this? Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, come on. I want to hear
be
your
James
upset
Madison beating Wisconsin. Did you already say that?
Yeah. Is there a fucking echo in here? Yes.
Okay, so that. Fine. The my 10-7 upset
it's
is going to be
much of an
whoever
upset.
The fuck plays the Florida Gators. They're going to beat them. That doesn't matter. I don't care who it is.
I think it'll be Colorado. Who Florida State beat, actually, Colorado, shockingly.
That's insane.
So I take that back.
What's
never
more
mind.
What's more insane is the fact that there is two teams with 14 losses and we still couldn't fucking make the bracket. Like, that's
how
not
crazy.
State
we're
was.
Fucking terrible.
Yeah. We're
yeah,
an
but
average
you're telling
basketball
me that if
team.
If you can make the bracket with 14 losses, I feel like you're a piece of shit basketball team. If
what are the two
bracket.
Teams? Did they win their tournament?
NC State.
They won the tournament, so they got an automatic bid.
Texas A&M.
They won their tournament. No, they didn't win the tournament. No, they didn't.
And there's
but the SEC is super hyped in basketball this year.
Yeah.
Oh, and Michigan State?
Michigan State should have made the tournament.
A lot of people were upset that they made the
tournament. Mississippi State had 13. South Dakota State had 12.
We had 16.
I'm sure South Dakota State probably won their tournament, though. Yeah, you get an automatic bid if you win the tournament.
Who was 12?
Had 12 losses, TCU. Longwood had 13.
But they also might have had good quality wins. The problem, Florida State didn't have many quality wins.
They had Colorado.
Yeah, that was it. What the problem was.
Well, among many other things, that was one of the problems. They didn't have any good wins.
Who's playing the NIT? Do we know?
Who gives
a lot of
shit?
Teams have declined.
Some coach went off yesterday because, like, a bunch of teams were like, that's fucking stupid. We're not going to go play in the NIT. There's no
Why
point.
Is it stupid?
Well, why is playing in the NIT stupid?
Yeah.
With the transfer portal, half the players going to hop in.
The portal opened today, so players can leave right now. So why would you?
If you have a young team that needs to be developed, why not give them a few more games of experience?
Because half of them are going to leave and not be there. So what's the point?
I hate the NIL.
It's changed everything.
Look at Florida State's team. We're going to have maybe three or four players from this roster back next year. So what's the point if we go to play?
Where are they going to go? They fucking suck.
Not here. Half our players are not going to be here. Some are going to graduate.
I wouldn't be here either.
Who is not going to be here, Chris?
Here's a shorter list.
Is Watkins
who's
going to
be here? If we give him some money, he'll stay here. That's who we need to pay to stay here.
We don't need to pay any of these fuckers. If you don't want to play, give them the
Watkins
money.
Watkins is the one player
Jameer
that
Watkins,
you need to pay.
Yeah, he's the one guy worth it. Yes, you do.
Okay.
See, that's how I know Kevin was never locked in, because he's our best player. He was
by far
our best
player.
He can be our best player. That's fine, but we fucking suck.
Kevin, you cannot replace every fucking player, man.
He's got no support. He can put up 20 or 30 points. He's got to have some help somewhere.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely – that's what it was.
Again, that's how I know you didn't watch a single –
I don't need to watch.
He's also a good defender. He is by far – the games we won, most of them were because of him.
Kev's over it.
Okay.
Never.
You got him right.
You're
over
not going to replace all 15 fucking players, Kevin. What they should do is try and do what baseball did, which is – kept their best players. Baseball kept their three best pitchers and their four best hitters, and then replaced everyone else. Do that with a basketball.
Do the same thing.
Yes.
Get rid of everybody.
Two to three to four best players and replace everyone else. That's realistic to flipping a team. What's not realistic is flipping the entire fucking roster.
I'd keep four players and get rid of the rest of them.
I didn't say flip the entire roster. I said...
Yes, you said who are they keeping?
If they want to leave, let them fucking leave is what I'm saying. I don't need to pay nobody.
Jameer's the only one you need to pay. I need to stay.
I would like to keep Baba Miller too, who Kevin hates. He's definitely not the star that I was hoping would be, but he is a solid all around. Like, he's a pretty good rebounder, pretty good defender, pretty good offense.
For a team that's like 308th in rebounding, 360th. Sorry.
Yeah. And I like Cam.
Not a rebounding team.
I like Cam Corin too.
Yeah, Cam can stay. Cam can stay.
How many fucking teams are there? We're 360th in rebounding.
400 something, maybe more.
We are a fucking.
And it's sad because as big as we are. But again, that's why you're rehauling the whole roster.
Get the fuck off my
coach.
Bro. Yeah, it's not the coach. No shot.
He's got one.
We got to keep him around.
He's got one more year in his contract. You're not firing him. They're not firing him.
But why?
Because they're going to let him coach out his contract and be a winner last year.
You don't have a fucking – what have you done here? You can leave now.
I mean, he did. We had a good run there. I mean, yes. Have you won anything?
We had a good run.
But you've had a solid run there for a while. Now, it's been shitty the past three seasons. There's no doubt.
Do we have?
Sure.
When did you have a good run? We have fucking
COVID year. If the tournament's not canceled because of COVID,
we also made the Elite Eight like 2 years before.
All the years before that were good years. The past 3 years have sucked ass.
This guy has been here for how many years?
20 something.
How many championships he had?
How many championships did FSU have as a team the previous 30 years? Like, what are we doing here?
How
like,
many
yes,
ACC
we all, we, has he won? Regular season?
He's won two one. ACC, or he's won a regular and then a tournament ACC
one?
Championship.
Yes.
In
we're not a bad. We're in a conference with Duke in North Carolina, dude. What do
why can't
what do you
we
fucking
be?
Expect? That's
why
like
can't we be?
That's like asking in football, like Wake hasn't won a championship, an ACC championship in the 90s. Well, no fucking shit, because FSU was winning them all. Like, what do you want? UNC and Duke are blue bloods. It's really fucking the fact that he won any ACC championships in a conference that has Duke and North Carolina is fucking impressive.
Well, in that case, why are we even fucking trying? Let's put all our money in football.
Oh, we do.
We do.
No, like every dollar.
We do.
Basketball is third. They care about football, they care about baseball, and then basketball is where Florida State
basketball third?
Fuck yeah. They care much more about baseball than basketball.
Over really? Track and field? Track and field.
I'm saying of like
FSU
the,
has a good track and field.
I'm saying no, of like
they have
the big
very video. Good outdoor track and field team.
Women's
yeah.
soccer?
Very good.
Women's outdoor. Soccer, yeah. That's crazy. Women's soccer replaces the coach and they still won a champion. They went to back-to-back championships with a new coach and won one of them. That's insane.
Yeah, softball's fucking can... bangers. They're amazing. Yeah.
They've
women,
also had
we're a women's school. I mean,
yeah, softball's
not,
also
we
had two coaches win championships.
Women's school prior. That, I love that. All my old school Gator fans love to shove that on my face. Like yeah. that's a bad thing. They're like, oh, how's it feel to be an all woman's school? I was like, how does it feel to be sexist? I don't know like what that means. Like, I get
face.
That a lot from like my dad's like old school friends. Like, you know, your school's like an all woman's school, right? Huh? I was like, yeah, I went there. Fucking gorgeous yeah. women. Awesome.
So many put so much pussy.
mm-hmm. Facts.
Yeah.
But, you see that going the way you did you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Sorry, you wanted
did
more
ya?
Dick at your school.
Was that our RIP basketball?
That works out.
They
that
need to flip
out.
The roster. They need to flip the roster.
What I'd like to bring up, I wish I would have saved the soundbite, but Kevin was talking about Aaron Jones.
Chen. Oh.
And where he wouldn't go to the Vikings at all, and then
no,
I woke up the next morning and he was a Viking. Yes, you did. Yes, you fucking did.
I thought he said, I hope he doesn't go to the Vikings.
I said he's going
no,
to the Vikings.
I said he's
going
to go to the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were high on him, Texas or whatever.
Oh, maybe you, I said it. I'm not saying I didn't. I mean, who knows?
And now they're being linked with a return from Zeke.
Who?
Wait, what?
The Cowboys. Yeah. I read an article saying that they're interested in bringing him back. I don't know how fucking realistic.
Where was
that
he
is.
Last year?
The Jets.
Patriots.
No, Patriots. No. Patriots, you're right.
Yeah, he really blew our mind.
Really blew up there.
I don't think anybody's worried about Zeke Elliott. Or, I mean, look, Aaron Jones, God bless him. You know, you'll be just fine there. But you're going to be the only person on the team, so good luck.
I mean, who's the quarterback right now?
Sam Darnold.
That is awful, dude.
GG's, homie.
That is
truly
terrible.
You got the best
terrible.
Receiver in the league, so he might be.
That was our sour. I don't know if this is the right way to describe it. Sourest like player that left. Like he definitely like that wasn't a good exit. Basically, what I'm saying. Like
Aaron
that was
Jones?
A very what?
Who?
Jones.
Oh, not the that, no, the most sour exit ever. No.
Not this most sour, but for this season, this was the
oh,
one
yeah,
of,
this season
one of
sure.
the worst like relationship ending, which sucks because I think he had probably the biggest culture impact, like you said, Kevin, to the team. So I hate to see that relationship end the way it did.
It sucks. Yeah, you can't keep everybody forever.
You know what burned Kevin and I both? We would send each other random like videos of it. The one that I think hurt us the most, well, the one that hurt me the most. I don't know if we shared it, but the one when he got the purple fucking sombrero.
Oh my god!
I just wanted a fucking drop kick in the face. Like that pissed me off. Because honestly, I never really, it really never dawned on me that the sombrero.
I don't need to talk about it, okay? Fuck shit.
I don't want to relive it.
No, I'm just kidding.
So, do you think the Packers offered him 1 year? It was what? 1 year, $7 million, right? That's not a lot.
We offered him, we offered him like half of his salary, I believe.
Yeah.
Maybe a little less.
Wasn't he making like $13 million? So that's about, it seems like that's about what you offered him.
From what Kevin, tell me I'm wrong, but from what I heard, it was kind of an ego thing when they said, can you like renegotiate your contract for the third time? He was like, fuck off. And he just took something at parallel out. It was more of like a, you did wrong to me, then I'm going to do wrong to you kind of thing. And that's what I read. But again, I think it's all hearsay kind of shit, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, nobody's come out and been like, this is exactly how it was. It's just been Aaron Jones being like, yeah, that's not the way it was. But he won't say this is the exact,
which is smart by him too, because I think it paints the Packers already have that
100%
personality or persona of being that kind of business oriented thing. So him hushing up makes it look even worse for the Packers from him telling it in full style. But at the same time, it does make the Packers look bad, because no matter what, even if he turned it down or not, regardless, he took $7 million to go to another.
Yeah, that seems like a very reasonable deal. I'm actually surprised other teams that are looking to compete, because let's be honest, Minnesota is not competing for a championship right now with Sam Darnold as their quarterback.
Other teams don't play the team that just fucked you over twice a year.
Yeah. Arguably, too, you would have to think, and based off that same thing, Chase, like the fact is, from last year, he was like a top 10 running back. And you're telling me you got a top 10 running back for $7 million is ridiculous.
Well, and why would Dallas not sign him to that deal? Maybe they did. I don't know.
I think that this could be me. I know for a fact that Green Bay wants big backs, 100%.
And that's fine.
Yeah. With, LaFleur, and I know that, we want to move towards a bigger back. So just to beat the shit out of you all game long, and then just when you finally
play action,
stuff the box, we have, deep threats now that can easily burn you,
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense to me.
They did a really good job with Dylan, I think. I think giving him back.
No shit, they did. I mean, that man's getting paid
and I feel bad for
peanuts.
Dylan, because Dylan's one of those players that I really want. I bought his book. My son and I read his book probably 3 times a week. Like, I think he's a really good guy. I just fucking hate that he hasn't turned up after his, freshman, sophomore season. Like, he's tanked since then. So I hope this is the fire that fucking goes up his ass. And he's like, look, this is it.
Special contract.
The fire that goes up his ass. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a special contract that he's on for, like, God, I don't want to fuck it up and say it. But he's on I'll let Jose or Andy kind of tell you exactly what kind of contract it is. It's basically like,
it's a prove-it season.
It's a prove it contract. Like, you prove it this season.
Incentives in there?
No. I think that's just the way the.
It's just a base salary.
I don't want to screw it.
I'll let them. Okay. I don't want to. I'll give them some content. So.
Yeah.
But it is definitely a prove it.
Any other free agencies that happened from last year or last week to this week?
I feel better about the Dolphins' moves.
What did you guys do?
I was going to say, you guys just kept on adding and on. You didn't say nothing about nobody.
We added Kendall Fuller and Jordan Poyer, cornerback and a safety.
That secondary is going to be fucking set.
It's much better this year.
They're all like aging veterans, but
Poyer, I think, is 31. Kendall Fuller, I think, is actually like 29.
Maybe I'll think of his brother.
Fuller's brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. And then we added a linebacker from Seattle to replace Baker. And a lot of Dolphins fans seem to think he's better. I really liked Baker. I thought he was really good at a lot of things. But he's also coming off an injury. We added a new center because our center, Drew Rosenhaus, super agent for the NFL, like, came out. Because I really wanted to re-sign Connor. But Drew Rosenhaus, and I'm like, why, like, has no one signed him? Like, he played really good last year before he got hurt. And Rosenhaus was like, yeah, he's not close to returning. So, probably
who
why.
Was that? Fuller? Who was it?
Our center, Connor.
Oh.
So, probably why we went out. Because I was wondering why we went out and signed a different center. And that's probably why. Because it seems like he might not even be ready for the start of the season.
Did we talk about Henry to the Ravens last week? I don't remember if we did.
I don't think we did. That's big.
Yeah. That's a big one. I mean,
it is a big one. But losing Patrick Queen's going to hurt, I think, more than a lot of people realize. Because that defense is what led them last year. Let's be real.
Patrick Queen's a great Madden player. I don't think it really. I mean,
he had a really good year last year playing alongside Roquan.
He's fast as fuck. But I don't know.
Fast as fuck, boy.
Fast as fuck.
Baltimore was not led by their offense last year.
One thing we didn't talk about last week was Justin Fields going to the Steelers.
That's fucking...
Not only going to the Steelers, but going to the Steelers for a 6th-round pick conditionally can be moved into a 4th-round pick. Let me just say something as a Packer fan. First off, fuck, you idiots. You thought you had a fucking quarterback, huh? Yeah. When Justin Fields first came in the fucking league, it was for every Green Bay Packer fan, all we fucking heard was, oh, you guys are done being the reign of top quarterbacks. You know, Aaron Rodgers is leaving. Justin Fields taking over, baby. You know, Aaron Rodgers is going down the shitter. And now we got Justin Fields. He's about to take over the NFC North. Motherfucker, you just traded him away for a six-round pick, okay? Mm. And he must not have been that great. I mean, look, I would have not traded him away for a six-round pick.
No shot.
And plus, not even saying that, every fucking Bear fan I know was like, oh, you know, going into the offseason, well, you know, even if we lose Fields, we're getting, like, at least two first-rounders for him or some bullshit like that. We're getting a first and a second, you know. Oh, we're going to move up, you know, six draft spots, you know, blah, 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 whatever, you know. You got a six-rounder for him.
Terrible.
Best case scenario for the worst case scenario for the Steelers, he's going to be a fourth rounder.
Do you think that Fields was hurt from the Bears? Like the Bears fucked him up.
They didn't help him. They definitely didn't help him.
No, not ego. I feel like he came in. Didn't
their front office held him back?
Yeah, didn't he come in during like a coach that was like on the hot seat? And then he came in with another offensive coordinator. They didn't really know what to do with him. And then they threw him in the end of one season when the defense was like atrocious. Like,
are you asking if Justin Fields got screwed over by being drafted by the Chicago Bears?
That's what he said.
100%. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's the worst franchise in football. So what do you expect?
No bias.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So what I'm saying is, I'm not asking if he could have been the next Aaron Rodgers or anything like that, but if he went to a better organization, do you think he would have been probably maybe a top 15, top 10 quarterback in the league?
I mean, that's yet to be seen, but I don't think he'd be as like poorly thought of as he is right now. They definitely, in my opinion, did not build around him or design an offense around him. He's not the type of quarterback that is, he's not Aaron Rodgers. All right. He needs a specific type of offense. He just does.
And you threw him right into the wolves too.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can give him no time to develop, no time to fucking figure out the speed of the game. You're just like, you're just Fields. You're good. You're good to go.
Wasn't his first game, didn't he have like 26 yards passing or something crazy? Like,
yeah, I mean,
really,
and
bad.
You can see he's gotten better and better and better every year to the point where last year when we played the Bears, I was a little worried to play him. Not anymore. He's not on the team.
Not a chance.
Well, now we're going back to fucking square one with a rookie who, be honest, I don't know nothing about Caleb Williams. If you know something about Caleb Williams, let me know.
Yeah, I ain't got a clue.
I
haven't seen nearly enough of him.
All I hear is people talk about Caleb Williams being number one, Caleb Williams being number one. Nobody knows how good he's going to be or even like how good he is now.
I personally think he's overhyped from what they've said during the season, especially after his sophomore year where he won the Heisman. Mm-hmm. After that season, people were like, this is the best quarterback prospect in 20 years, like at least since Andrew Luck, but maybe even better than Andrew Luck and like all this shit. And I mean, I know people say that every year, but this seemed even more so because I know they said it about Trevor Lawrence too. They're like, this is the best prospect since Andrew Luck. But even then, Caleb Williams, to me, the hype was way beyond that. They're like, he's way better than Trevor Lawrence was coming out. And I don't see that. Like, I know he put up great stats in a very pass-heavy, no-defense offense. Like, he had to put up 40 points, especially last year.
But they still lost like 4 or 5 games last year.
But he also had in like really talented players on that offense. I'd say also more talented than pretty much everyone else in their conference outside of maybe Oregon and Washington. And still they're going like 7-5 every year. And I know their defense gave up a ton of points. That plays a big part in it. But even the year before, like both years coming in, USC was supposed to be fighting for a championship. And both years they were way below that. At least some of that has to go on his shoulders.
And could you be devil's advocate too and saying that if their defense was really bad, that means that he was probably playing catch up and there's a lot of extra yards in that because you're playing behind, you got to throw a lot.
He knew he had to put up 40 points a game.
Yeah.
So they were playing that style of football where we're just going to try and outscore everyone, which also hurts the defense sometimes too because the defense ends up being on the field a lot.
Yeah. Oh, because of quick plays, and then it's like, oh, you back on. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Yeah, I'm going to eat my words, I'm sure, but I told Chase, I am not scared of Caleb. I think he's highly overranked going into the draft, and I'm sure if he goes to the Bears will fuck it up. If he actually has potential, the Bears will screw it up.
a lot of what he does well, and that's why a lot of people think he's, you know, the next Patrick Mahomes, is he does a lot of like off schedule type plays. But Patrick Mahomes is incredible at those, even in the NFL. Is Caleb Williams going to be incredible at that in the NFL? That's yet to be seen. But if he's not, then he's going to be an average quarterback.
Well, he's going to have a good receiving core around him. I'll give him that. Yeah. You know, he's got Keenan Allen. He's got DJ Moore. DJ Moore. We fucking heard it all last year.
He's stepping into a really good situation for a first overall pick. Like, let's just say that most first overall picks, they're stepping into a fucking bad team.
Yeah.
Chicago's not a bad team on paper. They're not a great team on paper.
They got DeAndre Swift.
Yeah. He's got weapons on offense, and their defense isn't bad. Their O-line isn't terrible. So.
Jay sounds a little high on the Bears.
As a team with the first overall pick, I'm high on the Bears. Like, compared to other teams that have the first overall pick. That's what I'm saying. He's not walking into a 1-16 team or a 3-14 team. Like a, he's walking into like a 7-10 team.
Mm-hmm. I know nobody's scared of the Bears. But anyways, you know, baseball season's right around the corner, folks. So get excited about that.
Cubs versus Braves, who's going to have the better season? Because I know jack shit about baseball, so this might be a stupid
question. I don't know shit, but it's going to be the Braves.
It's the Braves.
Yeah, the Braves are top 5 team. Cubs are like top, borderline top 10, top 12, you know, something like that.
Yeah, and most like power rankings right now, the Braves are first. The lowest I think I've seen them on like a power ranking is like third.
This man is searching all the power
rankings. He's like, give me an average.
I mean, it pops up.
It pops up.
It does.
It pops up when you look power rankings. It pops up.
Yeah, it's crazy, algorithm. Right? No, I think we'll have a good starting lineup. You know, we'll see how it goes. But I think, you know, pitching is going to be a little rough. We got some Japanese guy. Hopefully he does well. It's his first year. So we got some old vets, Kyle Hendricks, you know.
I feel like Japanese pitchers come over and, like, right off the bat have a first year is great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no transition. They just come in and tear it up.
Just dominate.
Yeah.
And then you get Tommy John surgery. And
yeah, well, then you dominate everyone and then have does surgery, nowadays. Yeah.
So
that's insane.
It was good to get Cody Bellinger back, though, so that'll help out the offense. Get a guy hitting some bombs. Hopefully he sticks to his recent form, as they say in soccer.
Yeah, he's such a fucking wild card.
What's that?
I remember last season there was some new rules I got put in, and then that were pretty big, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah,
you are correct, Jason.
They expanded the base paths, and they had the pitch clock added. And
last
then they also,
year.
Yeah. And then the number of times you can attempt pickoff moves were the three
did
big rules.
Did any of those
last
change?
Year.
Did they stick?
I don't think so.
Those?
I think, if anything, didn't they talk about making the pitch clock shorter? I don't know if they actually
MLB
did.
Competition Committee has approved several league changes for 2024, including the runner's lane will be 6 inches wider from 45 feet to 54 feet. Including the dirt between the foul line and the infield grass, the pitch clock will be reduced from 20 to 18 seconds with runners on base, and 15 seconds with no runners. That's crazy. They're what? That's fucking crazy, bro.
They're trying to shorten those games, man.
Yeah, they don't want the four-hour games anymore.
I mean, that's what they did last year, right?
Yeah. They're trying to make them even shorter.
Yep.
Did it work?
The number of mound visits per team has been reduced from 5 to 4, and with one extra mound visit in the ninth inning for teams that have already used their allotment. Batter requirements for pitchers. Pitchers sent to warm up for an inning will be required to face at least one batter. Okay.
So you can't.
So
just
if you go warm up, you have to go in the game? Is that what they're saying?
Wait, pitchers, read that again?
Pitchers sent to warm up for an inning.
So no,
will
I think
be required to face at least one batter.
I could be wrong. What I think they're saying is, like, if you go on the mound and warm up, then you have to pitch because, you know, sometimes maybe you could. Well, no, because I think that was already a rule.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I couldn't tell you.
Signaling visits. I think there's only a couple more here. Defensive players won't be required to visit the mound to signal for a mound visit anymore. Okay. The distance between the foul line and the infield grass will be between 18 and 24 inches in all Major League Baseball parks.
Mm.
Okay. There you go.
Okay, there they are.
So the biggest one would probably be the pitch clock.
Pitch clock, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it did. It shortened games last year, oh, yeah, for sure. I think it was like an average of something. I mean, Jose and Andy can comment, but I thought I remembered him saying it was like 27 minutes shorter on average or something like that.
I feel like we might get a little bit more doubles, right, with the runner's lane widen a little bit. You said from
the runner's lane is kind of big. It gives you a little more room to wiggle around
and turn.
Tight squeezes, you know, things like that. Like, so if a
I'm
pitcher
a double, right? Like,
no.
With doubles, like how
you're saying runner's lane is. I think he's saying rounding the bases would be easier.
Yeah,
I think
saying.
The. Go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, what would that benefit the most? Like, it would benefit the runner getting to another base, right? Because it's not going to help him get to first base faster. It's going to help him round faster.
Not faster, no. So, in my opinion, this is what it is, all right? So, say you hit a fucking little dinker right to the pitcher, right? Mm-hmm. And the pitcher fields it. They're trying to tag you out instead of throwing to first. Now you have a wider running lane instead, because in the past, you'd be like, you move a little bit, you're fucking out. Now you move a little bit more, you're not out because you're in that runner's lane.
And did they say just first base or did they say the third baseline too?
I didn't
get that, into I mean, it. That could be another one.
Under the new rule, this runner's lane will be chalked in order to keep the runners from drifting too far out of foul territory on plays in which the ball is in foul territory, such as a drop third strikes. But instead of forcing the runner to be in foul territory right of the foul line, the runner will now be deemed in compliance with the rule as long as both feet remain in the dirt path between home and first.
So it's also going to make it harder for them to throw people out on like bunts and swinging third strikes. Okay.
Sounds like small ball coming into play, baby. Yeah.
Something Link Jarrett's been doing a lot of.
Something Link there, but then
Link.
Come on, Link.
Come now.
I think I sounded that Southern.
Well, you did? Right.
You sounded Southern there, bro.
Yeah. Link.
Okay. I think just the name Link inherently.
Come now.
Come now.
Come now.
Come on now, man.
18.
Link. Hey, say it now. Hey, boy, Link. Hey,
five away from matching last year's win total.
And now you've jinxed us. There it is, folks. We're losing our next
Chase
game.
Chase kiss of death. There
what
it
day is.
Thank
it?
You, Chase.
Today, folks, today is Monday, March 18th. We will lose our next game. Thanks
we
to could. Chase.
We face Chase a top five team this weekend.
Kiss of death on us.
When we lose, send Chase a message and say thanks a lot,
five away
Chase.
From our win total of last year, yes. Yep.
Thanks a lot.
Jesus,
it's gone.
That's fucking great.
Yes,
say that
that's
again.
What I was saying. Say we're five away from our win total from last year. I don't think that's a jinx. I think that's just fucking insane.
That's fucking crazy. That's like
if we don't hit it, if we don't hit it, bro,
that's
then
the most epic meltdown
that
ever.
That would be insane.
If we don't hit it.
We could go 5-29 and match it.
It's fucked. Awesome. You fucked it.
Jason's like, it could happen. One time,
I mean, it could. We face a top five team this weekend.
One time, I was
ACC
making Super Bowl plans, and
and here we are.
And here we are.
All right, let's wrap this up with some sports trivia and get out of here.
Trivia.
All right, guys, I'm going to give you 60-second countdown to give me the answer. You guys got to send me a text for this because I don't want you guys stealing 60 seconds, and I'll set the timer.
Jason Payne.
Yeah, get it ready.
Him on
get
my
ready.
List.
Find him in my text.
Get it ready so you can ready? Send it over. And it's not the fastest to get it. You just have 60 seconds to send it to me, and then I'll reveal who gets it right.
Heard that?
Because I'm not going to give you any multiple choice, and it's not one of those like crazy sports trivia facts. This is one where you just got to use your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Using it?
And
I hate it
hopefully
already.
This place was correct, because I think it was when it said this. So
use my brain.
Blank is the only – let me start the clock in 3, 2, 1 after I finish it. Blank is the only city where all major sports teams, MLB, NHL, and NFL, have the same colors. Go.
What the fuck? Wow. The same colors. Wait, so NFL, NBA, and...
NFL, MLB, so baseball, hockey, football.
Oh, baseball, hockey, football. Okay.
Baseball, hockey, football. Baseball, hockey, football. Baseball.
No, they don't have a hockey team. I'm like, why am I spending so much time on that one?
No, I'm like, who's their teams? What are they? Okay.
Fuck. No.
30 seconds.
30 seconds. Fuck.
You have to come up with one.
Yeah, you can't just give me all the whole. you're just gonna give me the city. The city.
Oh, just the city? Okay, that's good.
You don't have to give
you
me.
You mean
all
we don't
teams.
Have to come up with one answer?
I guessed.
No, you have to come up with one answer. Just the city.
Guess like, the city.
Oh, you guys guessed already?
Yeah, I just guessed. Yeah.
Oh well, I'll just tell you straight up. I don't fucking know. I can't think of any city.
I just guessed one that has a lot of teams.
Give me a city. Well, I can do that. I'll just say Houston.
Nope. Oh, thank you for listening to the tech. Chris, you send one?
I'm the last one, so it doesn't matter.
Ghost?
Oh, sorry,
you got a ghost?
Started playing in my headphones. Sorry,
he's
my
got
bad.
A ghost.
I was like, where'd that come from?
Uh-huh, there's the ghost. There's the proof.
All right,
or it could
Chris,
be a cockroach.
Chris sent one. You said Houston, and then Kevin, and then Chase had one. All right, so let me see. We got one. We got one right.
You can put it on the board. Yeah.
Oh, this counts on
Chase
the board?
Chase said, this goes
yeah,
on the board.
Yeah, it's trivia.
Chase said New York. Kevin said Houston. And Chris said Pittsburgh. And it's Pittsburgh.
Wow.
Oh, the Penguins. That's a good one.
Penguins, the Steelers, and the Pirates. That's good. Da-da-da. I was thinking Rangers, Giants,
and if I do my math
Knicks.
Correct and I double check by the end of tonight, it is now for sure Chris in the lead with 5.
Wow.
Yep.
I mean, he just sits there sober, silent. This fucking
yeah, dude. I'm the one taking shots and
drinking.
I'm totally sober, dude.
Totally sober, dude.
Bitch, I can't wait till you come visit and we get bathtub moonshine. I can't wait.
You let me know when you get that moonshine. All right.
Come up here this weekend. I'll have it this weekend. Bobby Joe's right down the street.
So
Bobby Joe's.
It did say, what did it say? I remember the link, and I had to remove something because I thought it would give it away.
Well, Chris didn't need it.
Yeah, he didn't need it. I don't know. What it said, it actually gave the colors. It gave the colors at the end, and I thought that gave it away. So the original question from this site said, have the same colors, which are black and gold. And I figured that was going to be like, boom,
don't
easy.
The Steelers have blue and red in their logo as well?
But I think the major
as part
colors.
Of the stars
on the helmet. But I think
so. Yeah, I'm just saying. It's kind of a bit flawed.
Just saying.
Wrap this bad boy up, Kev.
This flawed episode is. No, I'm just kidding. Look, folks, 7 minutes. This is it. It's a wrap. Thank you for joining us today. I was about to say the episode number, which it is just 7 minutes to heaven. Goddamn appreciate you. Make sure that you join our bracket CTC 2024. There's a little space in there.
Nope, I fixed it. There's no space. Space is gone. I saw your stupid video. I fixed the space.
Chris, no.
Kevin, yes.
You can't. No, put the space back.
No, I won't do it. You can literally search. If you search CTC 2024.
Chris, we just told millions of people to fucking go to split the space, and now you took it out.
Does it affect the link?
No.
Is the link still the same?
It will be exactly the fucking same. Had I not told you, you would have never known the difference.
Chris, why would you change it?
Because I saw your dumb video. Is it a space? Why is there a space here? I don't know.
Well, I mean,
that's the one thing that he got out of that video.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Not even the fact that you completely changed it from last year.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? What was the name of last year's group?
I don't fucking remember what it was.
Exactly.
Last year.
Maybe we should make this a little consistent so where we don't have to fucking worry.
I didn't think
about
it was that hard just to click the link and go, but you know.
It's not.
Anyways, folks, join
Jesus.
Whatever the group is. Figure it out. something to do with CTC 2024.
You can find it. I believe in you.
You're not believing in me because I'm already part
of
it.
I don't believe in you at all.
Okay, well, you should because I'm already a part of the group. So make sure you go join our tournament bracket. It starts on when, Chris?
Starts Thursday. The bracket starts Thursday at 12:15. It's the first game.
Make sure you haven't done. Get in there. We did not decide on any sort of challenge of any sort. Everybody's looking at their phone, literally.
No, there's. We have not decided on a punishment yet for the loser of this.
That's no, this race has determines it, and then the winner gets to choose what the punishment is for.
Wait,
Kevin.
Wait, no, we're talking about the March Madness, not
the big board. I thought we were talking about the race. My bad.
No. That's a different challenge.
So many challenges. No. This one we just end up. Normally it's me. Like last year, I think I lost, and so I think.
Okay,
year,
well, let's assume it's not going to be you. What do we have a challenge out there? Or?
No. You want to do the maple syrup?
This one's more simple.
I mean, Kevin's the only one I think in this group that hates repeating.
100% hate repeating.
But yes, I think bringing, because I'm the one that had to do the maple syrup, and I think we should just keep doing the maple. It's not boring. I mean, that shit sucks.
It was awesome. Yeah, but now it's boring. We can come up with something better.
A reoccurring punishment is not boring. It's a tradition. Like, why do you hate tradition?
Oh. He hates it. Fucking hates
disagree.
It.
Disagree.
All right. You know what my next statement is going to be? You hate it when I say this. Well, if you come up with something better.
Yeah. You haven't even come up with anything. You're just like, oh, we're going to stick with what we got. You know.
I came up with maple syrup, and I thought it was pretty good because it sucks. It is a shitty thing to do to pour maple syrup all over your body because it doesn't come out automatically.
Any reward for the winner?
The winner, not for the bracket, but for anybody outside of the bracket. Or sorry, Jesus Christ, everyone outside of the podcast. Don't give me that look, Kev. Gets to win the big old $50 Amazon gift card.
$50 Amazon gift card. We should have said that on the video too.
We should have
so much information.
Just do another one. Just like, guys, I'm back.
Hey, I'll try again. Here. They changed everything about
everything
that
has changed since.
Superimpose a cool card in your hand.
I'm done. Superimposing.
Go. Magic.
I like it. I like
thank
that.
You, Chase. Shut up. You can do it if
I
you
like
it so much.
Come on. I want
to
see it.
CTC 2024. No do spaces. That.
No spaces. No spaces. Confirmed.
So join that, follow us on all our social sites where you'll see all that information as well. Cup to Cup Show. You can find us on everywhere, YouTube, TikTok while it's still around, Instagram, Facebook.
What's up, daddy?
No.
Heard a daddy in there.
I saw that. I didn't know what that was.
Join our Facebook group, the CTC OnlyFans. Go join that.
It's an upset, baby. Stick it in my ass.
We're definitely going to have some of those.
Yeah, you will.
So do that. Love you guys so goddamn much. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for joining us today. I ain't got nothing else. I love you. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hello.
Bye.